He had started something. Both small gray men put their heads together. The original one started pulling all sorts of little things out of his pocket, looking into them and finding things. The newer arrival had a large ring on his left finger, and at first, Johnny thought he was simply fiddling with it. Not so. He was twisting and tapping it with sudden little jerks, and a long thread, so thin as to be nearly invisible, was coiling out of the ring. They were very intense, and their voices murmured and blended together.
30 space probes.
Maintained carrier wave probe warning beams.
15 space drones, automatic firing at all non-signal identified craft.
Cost of equipping terrestrial craft with identification beacons.
2,000 atmosphere beacons.
256 Mark 50 combat fighters.
400 flyaway anti-personnel tanks.
7,000 anti-personnel road barricades.
100 city cable defenses with retractable gates.
50 heat-color search drones.
50 automatic target destroy surface drones.
They were finished. The newer one snapped off the thread at the ring and tapped it at the end, and with a little pop, the thread expanded into a long sheet of paper, like a tape. He gave it a small flick, and it landed in front of the original small gray man. He picked it up, scanned the figures on it, and then looked at the end.
With spare parts and freight, it comes to 500,962,878,431 credits at 2 parts in 11 annual interest rate, plus an estimated 285,006 credits annual military and maintenance personnel salaries, housing, and equipage.
He tossed the long tape across the table to Johnny and concluded,
"There it is. An efficient and economical planetary defense system. All top-of-the-line merchandise. Good for 100 years. That's the sort of thing you should have had. And you can still have it."
That was 498,960,878,431 credits more than Earth had. It had made him realize how broke Earth was. Now was the time to find out more about these two.
"I surely appreciate your information. If you'll excuse me, what are you two gentlemen? Arms salesmen?"
He might as well have dropped a bomb on them. They looked so startled. Then they looked at each other, and both of them laughed.
"Oh, I am so sorry,"
said the original small gray man.
"It is so terribly impolite of us. You see, we are quite well known in our respective areas. And we know so much about you, in fact, know you so well, that it just never occurred to us that we never introduced ourselves. I am His Excellency Dries Glotten, and I am very pleased to meet you, Sir Lord Johnny Tyler."
Johnny shook his hand. It was a dry hand, quite rough.
"And this,"
said His Excellency,
"is Lord Voraz. Lord Voraz? Sir Lord Johnny Tyler."
Johnny shook his dry, rough hand and said,
"It is really just Johnny Tyler, your lordship. I have no titles."
"We choose to doubt that,"
said Lord Voraz. His Excellency said,
"Lord Voraz is the Central Director, Chief Executive Officer, and Overlord of the Galactic Bank.